TUTFM 96.2, your ultimate dial, the station of domination. If you just tune in, welcome to the ultimate dial, the current affairs show, where we give you an update of what is happening in South Africa and abroad. My name is Andy Zwazulu. Thank you so much for tuning in. Right about now, the time is 18:23, exactly 23 minutes past the hour of 6, and we're going to have a short interview about, as you know, that I've introduced this topic earlier. I said that since the local election is looming, political parties has already begun campaigning. And remember the story I've recently played by Lawrence, EFF, a campaigner, of which it happens in the weekend, Konalai Pitoro. Then yesterday, ANC has its own rally, Konalai Pitoro. So now the issue is that people have been severely criticizing these political parties because they are not adhering to the COVID-19 regulation, and yet these people are leaders. So right about now, we have Mr. Rulani Baloyi on the line. He is a youth leader as well as a political analyst to talk more about this issue. Mr. Rulani, good evening and welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening and thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you very much to the listeners as well.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. It's election time. We're observing a lot. We're learning a lot.
Yeah.
And we're taking time to analyze and see where the future is going.
Indeed. Now, sir, let's just get into the issue of the day. Now, what is your view, Mr. Rulani, about political parties not adhering to the COVID-19 regulations during their rallies?
To be honest, maybe let me start it here. Certain political parties went ahead to challenge the decision of the IEC to postpone elections at court.
Yes.
And with the full knowledge of Musenge report, remember there was a commission that was done. They interviewed all these political parties, all stakeholders, health professionals, to try and find a way whether to postpone or to hold these elections and whether will they be fair.
Yes.
And one of the advices to the commission by health professionals was like, we are not yet ready for it because mass gatherings causes transmission. Therefore, after a short period of time, we'll be seeing numbers rising of COVID-19 infections. And the rollout of vaccines is very small.
Yes.
Oh, to my surprise, I saw certain political parties challenging that report to their advantage. But what I can say is that politicians are power hungry, and they will never call people into order wherever they see vote. That's my observation thus far. And then them holding rallies and having more than the required number of people, it is irresponsible, but it is also reflecting how politicians think when they are under pressure. They are not decisive. So we can look at issues of campaigns that are happening right now, and the president moving the country from level 4 to level 2.
Yes.
Even if there are no changes in the numbers of infections and so on, we look at funerals of political leaders, like the NSP leader in a few weeks back in KwaZulu-Natal. We saw the very same thing, people not wearing masks, and politicians were not reprimanding these people because they say these people are their voters. So our politicians are not decisive under pressure, and they're very irresponsible at times.
Well said. Now, if you've just joined in, we are currently in conversation with Rulani Baloyi, a political analyst as well as a youth leader in Winterfell. We are currently talking about the elections as well as the adhering of COVID-19 during rallies. Now, Mr. Rulani Baloyi, let's talk about elections. Please explain the importance of participating in elections as a citizen by tracing back the history of the 1994 first multiracial elections.
Interestingly so, that is a very, very important question.
Yes.
And elections are very, very important in a democracy. Very important more than my birthday, I can say. I would detail it this way, taking from a certain political party's campaign message of 50+1.
Yes.
Elections are held regularly in a democracy to get a mandate from the people that do you still affirm that these people should lead you or not. And it's an opportunity for people to choose whoever they want them to lead them at that particular point in time. Because we have to understand that everything revolves around politics. So constantly, so we have to go and elect people who are supposed to lead us to the near future.
That's why they hold
political manifestos. Manifestos promises are promises that they give to people. But
indeed,
the challenge
indeed,
in South Africa is that the electorate, the voters, don't give themselves time to read these manifestos. If we can look, EFF has released a 52-page manifesto. If you can ask any voter on the street, what is the EFF saying for these upcoming elections, you find that they are blank. They are reliant on what the message has been conveyed on social media, conveyed by general people. So is that we are going to the polls or we are going to the ballot box with PSAs, to be honest. We find that some people are not yet clear what the AFF is offering, what the DA is offering, what the EFF is offering. So it is very important that we look into those things, because 50 plus 1 in a democracy is a majority rule. And it doesn't matter how many people come to vote. We look at the 50 plus 1 on those people. If tomorrow we are about to go to elections and only 10 people show up in this country, these 10 people are going to elect for us a government, to be honest. Because we will be looking at getting 6 people voting for a particular party, then that particular party will govern, irrespective of millions of people who are living in this country. That's how much elections are important, and we need to invest our time in educating ourselves on manifestos, on being careful on how to select leaders. These are the things that are happening. We should be very, 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 very careful and paying attention to elections as they decide on our future.
Indeed, sir. Well said, sir. Now, let's talk about young people. As you know that, Mr. Rulani, that young people have lost interest in voting. As a youth leader now, what do you think the government can do to drive back people to voting?
To be honest with you, the government is doing enough and a lot. I can point you to some of the campaigns of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, where they teach about voting, electioneering, all those things related to vote.
Yes.
And the national government is also doing that same thing. I remember in the legislature, during this year I was the member of the youth parliament. We got some cards that we can use that are fun to play with, to teach people about elections and democracy and so forth. And I think now the institution that we should be looking at is the IEC. Because the IEC, I don't think they're doing enough in terms of their awareness campaign when it comes to elections. And I think it's a very neutral body that can reach more young people and more voters in general than any other institution we have in this country.
Yes. Hey, well said. Now, Mr. Rulani, before I let you go now, did you register to vote?
Yeah, I have. I've registered to vote. I voted for myself in the previous by-election. So voting is my right, and I'm going to ensure that I vote irrespective of if I can't vote or I don't have time on that particular election day. I will ensure that I register for special vote. And I encourage other people to do so. If you're going to work, you won't be in the province, you won't be in your area, please register with the IEC for special vote, so you can vote before others vote and you can leave and go and look at your responsibilities.
Well said. Thank you so much for educating us on how to vote and when to vote, and educating us more a bit about this special vote. The important thing is that people need to register to vote, and when it's time to vote, people must go and participate. Thank you so much, Mr. Rulani Baloyi, for your time, and thank you so much for sharing your view with us at TUTFM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Right, that was Mr. Rulani Baloyi, a political analyst and a youth leader at Mabopane, at Winterfell Corner.